Welcome back. If you'd please take your seats, we'll get started on our first, well, actually our next presentation of the afternoon. And with me here today, to my left, we have several people who probably need no introduction, but I will say a few words about each of them. To my left immediately is Carl Myers. Mr. Myers is with the Environmental Protection Division of the Office of the Attorney General, and he is their deputy chief. He has also served as a staff attorney for Justice Scott Jenkins on the 53rd District Court in Travis County. He received his bachelor's degree from Arizona State University and then returned home to obtain his law degree from the University of Texas. He's also a ninth generation Texan who enjoys racing sailboats and cave diving. So, you know, if you have an interest in either of those, he's your guy.
Didn't know you were going to have to read all that.
Well, they like to know these, you know, things that they wouldn't otherwise know. And then, let's see. Next is Mr. Blacklock with the Supreme Court. And he joined the Supreme Court in January of 2018 when he was appointed by Governor Abbott. And before that, he served as Governor Abbott's general counsel and worked in the Attorney General's office under then Attorney General Abbott. He was appointed by President George W. Bush and served in the Civil Rights Division of the U.S. Department of Justice. He's also worked in private practice in Houston and Austin, and he received his bachelor's degree from the University of Texas and his law degree from Yale Law School. Then next we have Justice Boyd. And Justice Jeff Boyd joined the Supreme Court in 2012, and he has been reelected in 2020. He previously served as a clerk on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals for the Honorable Justice Thomas Reveley, and he worked in the Attorney General's office and served as the Deputy Attorney General of Civil Litigation before joining the court, as well as serving as the Chief of Staff and General Counsel for the Governor's office and in private practice. He received his undergraduate degree from Abilene Christian University and his law degree, summa cum laude, from Pepperdine University School of Law. And then next we have Justice Busby. Justice Busby was appointed to the Supreme Court in 2019, and he was elected to a full term in 2020. He previously practiced as a litigator in Houston and served on the 14th Court of Appeals and the Texas Multi-District Litigation Panel. He teaches or has taught at UT Law School as an adjunct professor. He's a seventh generation Texas and third generation Eagle Scout. After graduating with high honors from Duke University and Columbia Law School, he clerked for Justices Byron White and Justice John Paul Stevens on the U.S. Supreme Court, as well as a clerk to Judge Gerald Bard, Joe Flatt, on the 11th Circuit. Last but certainly not least, we have Justice Evan Young, who joined the Supreme Court in November 2021, when Governor Abbott appointed him to fill the seat vacated by Eva Guzman. He was elected to a full term in November of 2022, and prior to joining the court, he has been a world traveler. He was a member of an Air Force family who ultimately settled in San Antonio. He attended Duke University and graduated summa cum laude with a degree in history and political science, history and minors in political science and Japanese. He then spent 2 years in Oxford University and graduated from Yale Law School. He has clerked first to Judge Harvey Wilkinson on the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, and then he clerked for Justice Antonin Scalia on the U.S. Supreme Court. So welcome to all our justices, and we hope to hear lots of good information.
Well, again, thank you so much for being here. I know that our panel is someone who has brought a lot of excitement to our audience. And so I'll start with a question that I've heard from a number of people.